This is the VSiN Saturday Betting Hour. Here is Adam Burke.
Welcome back in, everybody, as we're halfway home on this week's edition of the VSiN Saturday Betting Hour. I'm your host, Adam Burke, the managing editor over at VSiN.com, the Vegas Sports or Stats and Information Network, VSIN.com, the place to go for all of that. As I said, we have a 24/7 broadcast channel on SiriusXM channel 158, YouTube TV as part of the Sports Plus package. All of our content archived in podcast form over on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, not to mention some original podcast content as well. Going through right now, taking a look at the AFC South, going to talk about the AFC West coming up here on the program as well, as training camp about to get underway. People are going to start diving into these NFL markets. They're going to start getting interested again in football season as that news comes out of camp and everybody overreacts to who's catching passes from who and all these kinds of things. Pretty good time before we get into training camp, before we get into the preseason, to jump in on some of these futures markets if your bankroll allows for that. You know, you are tying up your money until, you know, early January if you're betting division futures or win totals, even longer than that if you're betting some conference or Super Bowl futures. Yeah, keep that in mind. You know, you still want to have a good amount of your bankroll allocated for day-to-day activities. But if you are treating this as kind of an investment portfolio and looking to dive in on some of these futures, a good opportunity to do that here before we get into training camp and, of course, into the preseason. So going through, talking about the AFC South, pulling out a lot of nuggets from our 2026 NFL betting guide, which is now available over at VSiN.com. It is only available to VSiN Pro subscribers, so take advantage of our $9.99 introductory offer. That'll give you 30 days of VSiN Pro access, including access to the NFL betting guide and all of our betting guides, including our August 3rd college football betting guide, which I've been hard at work on, doing a lot of writing here over the last couple of weeks for that. Still have a lot of writing to go. So this is a pretty in-depth, pretty thorough college football betting guide that we'll have coming your way in about, what, 4 weeks' time, 3.5 weeks' time, something like that. The days kind of run together at this time of the year where it's really just baseball. World Cup has been a nice distraction, and Alex Blowers and Nigel Seeley and Luke DeVasta have been doing a good job over at VSiN.com previewing the World Cup matches for us. It's been a nice distraction for sure, but we're definitely getting back into football season here, and that's where we do our best work over at VSiN.com. So the Indianapolis Colts here, tough to know what to expect out of them. About 4-1 to win the division, according to DraftKings. Season win total for the Colts, 7.5, but it is juiced to the over, minus 140. Certainly the big question here is Daniel Jones, right? I mean, is Daniel Jones going to look the way that he did over the first 8 weeks in Shane Steichen's offense? You know, 71% completion rate, 13-3 touchdown interception ratio. Then things kind of tailed off a little bit, and then the torn Achilles happened. So is he just reborn in this Colts system, in this Colts offense, or was it just kind of a little bit of a blip, you know, kind of a little bit of variance for a player who, you know, is a professional, was a first round draft pick, but has had problems sustaining performance throughout the course of his career. Another thing for the Colts here, and again, just pulling these from Wes Reynolds write-ups in our NFL betting guide, can the Colts get pressure on opposing quarterbacks? When you look at the NFL nowadays, and really when you look at college football too, it's all about edge rushers. You know, teams are kind of employing this bend but don't break, don't give up a lot of chunk plays types of situations. But if you get those sacks and you put teams behind schedule, you put them behind the chains, you turn 3rd-and-3 into 3rd-and-13, something like that, that's how you get off the field nowadays, just because of how these offenses are designed and how these defenses are designed as well. You know, you don't really lose your job if you're not giving up a bunch of big plays, stuff like that. So if you can get to the quarterback, that's how you get yourself extra possessions. And that's why we see so much, you know, preference from teams in the draft looking for edge rushers, why edge rushers win awards in you know, different categories and stuff like that. You got to get after the quarterback. And that's something that the Colts really didn't do last season. 31st in pass defense, weren't able to alter enough plays. That's something they have to fix, and we'll see if they're able to do that here for this season. Moving on to the Tennessee Titans, because I want to make sure I have enough time to talk AFC West here, which is obviously a fascinating division for this season. The Titans, Robert Saleh, their new head coach. Now, Saleh getting a second crack wasn't great with the Jets, but, you know, I mean, a guy who went and worked under Kyle Shanahan as the 49ers defensive coordinator. You've got a situation where the offense is, you know, probably pointing upward with Cam Ward and some of the additions that they've made on the offensive side. Carnell Tate, they got some guys that can catch the football. You know, they got some guys that can catch the ball. They got some guys that can run it. Brian Daboll, hire as the offensive coordinator, I think is pretty solid here. But for Robert Saleh, it's about building up the defense. You know, it's when you're a bad team, you can really only build one side of the team at a time. It's very difficult to build both sides. And by bad team, I mean rebuilding team. I don't mean a team like Jacksonville that went from 4-13 to 13-4, but was a 9-8, you know, 8-9 type of team before that. I mean a bad team, right? Last place several years in a row, no chance of sniffing the playoffs, stuff like that. You can build up one side. It's very hard to simultaneously build up both sides. So for the Titans, they feel like they're starting to build up the offense with Ward, who showed, you know, some pretty good signs, played well in the second half of the season, has some good skill position talent. So you go the defensive route with your head coach and hire Robert Saleh. And it's certainly something that has worked out for the Texans, where they brought in DeMeco Ryans, you know, who was San Francisco's DC. They had the quarterback in CJ Stroud. They had the offense kind of building up. So you bring in a defensive minded guy, and boom, all of a sudden, all the pieces kind of come together. If Saleh can do that here with a Titans defense that was 29th in DVOA last year, all of a sudden you're looking at a team that can be fairly competitive here. Eighth toughest schedule. They do play a tough schedule, despite the fact that they were, you know, last place team last season that just went 3-14. But a team that definitely has upside to grow. You know, Ward played well in the second half where the defense didn't help him any, but he looked better and the offense looked better. And you also bring in a veteran DC and Gus Bradley, who has a good chance at getting some things done. So, you know, I think when you look at the Titans, the personnel is better, but the coaching staff is dramatically better. And I think that's where you look at this team where, yeah, 8-1 to win the South, they're probably not going to do that, but their season win total here sitting at 6.5. And I think there's a chance this team could go 7-10 or possibly better here for this upcoming season. So we take a look at the AFC West as previewed by Matt Eumanns, one of our longtime veterans over at VSiN, been with the company since it started, guy who's been in the business for a very long time, good writer. I enjoy editing his stuff because the copy is always so clean. For anybody out there who's a copy editor, you know how challenging it can be to get somebody's submission and even as a second or third draft, still so much stuff to work on, but Eumanns is a polished writer, very good stuff from him on a very compelling division. Chiefs are plus 160 to win it, Chargers plus 190, Broncos plus 225, and the Raiders, who have a lot of building to do with Fernando Mendoza out there at 20-1. The only team that doesn't really have a chance in the AFC West, any other outcome would not surprise me. But the Chiefs at plus 160, I think it's going to catch some people by surprise, given how poor of a season they had last year, 6-11. Yes, Patrick Mahomes was hurt. Yes, they had the circus with Rashee Rice and all those kinds of things. But you know, you still don't want to count out an Andy Reid team. And as Matt noted in his preview of the Chiefs, last year their season win total was 11.5. Now it's 9.5. And Mahomes is, yeah, he's a year older, but you know, he's coming off of a serious injury. I certainly understand that. But you know, he's still a guy that is very reliable. And, you know, Travis Kelce, obviously, we'll see how much longer he plays now that he's Mr. Taylor Swift. And as he's getting older and has slowed down by a step. But you just look at this team. I mean, defensively, they always figure it out. Steve Spagnuolo's defense, 19.3 points per game allowed last year, sixth in the NFL. The offense is probably going to get things going. You just kind of expect that out of Andy Reid. They started to make some good decisions in free agency as well. But at the same time, it feels like the Chargers have put themselves in a position, and obviously the Broncos have, going 14-3 last year. Those two teams feel like they're trending up, whereas the Chiefs kind of feel like they're trending down a little bit. With that being said, they're going to play a third-place schedule now. So the extra three games that they get against third-place teams, probably going to be to their benefit more so than what the Chargers and the Broncos will have to face. So, yeah, that's something you really want to keep in mind. Those three games are a really big deal. And I wrote about this in the NFL betting guide, alternate season win totals, and how so many teams fall, you know, three to, you know, plus or minus 3.5 wins off of their season win total, let alone 2.5, and a lot of them 1.5. The majority of the league year in and year out is at least 1.5 wins off of their season win total number. And a lot of that has to do with probably people just not accounting for the schedule, not accounting for the fact that, you know, if you're the Chiefs, right, you go 6-11 last year, you have a bad season, but you've got a chance pretty quickly to turn it back around. Now, they do have a tricky schedule playing, you know, obviously they're in the NFC West, but, you know, again, they're not going to play as tough of a schedule as the other teams are going to in their division. So AFC West, they get the NFC West also, but, you know, still just a situation where I think you look at this team and you can see why there's some reasons for optimism with the Chiefs. More on the AFC West after this break on the VSiN Saturday Betting Hour.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Are you like everybody else in the world who has no idea what to get everyone for the holidays? Well, you're in luck. We got you. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because with hands-free Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down, no touching, no fuss. Plus, Skechers slip-ins come in everyone's favorite styles and colors. And you can get slip-ins everywhere stylish footwear is sold, including a Skechers store. Or if you're too busy to shop in person, just get them online at Skechers.com, Amazon, and more.